As I speak to you, our communities are disarmed. Although I cannot say it is an inclusive disarmament, but our communities are disarmed, and that's why they suffer attacks from their neighboring communities in Western Lake and Southern Lake and Northern Lake. Recently, the same Luangyang community suffered an attack from Pakam armed youth who attacked Luangyang South, and they raided over 700 cattle and killed over 20 people. Meanwhile, now on the same line, the armed youth also crossed over to attack Luangyang youth when they escaped an attack from Pakam and went to seek a refuge in Majang Lian. They again suffered an attack from armed youth from Southern League and Northern League. So our communities are disarmed, although it is not an inclusive disarmament, and that's why we are calling on our colleague, the state government in Abay State, to also disarm their pastoral communities so that we restore the rule of law or the law of and order in this state and to stop cross-border attacks.
Honorable Minister Wef realized that the resolutions of the Northern Corridor meeting held in Kwajok are not implemented. That's why there is an interstate cattle raiding and attacks. As Tonji State Government, what plans do you have in place to protect people who are in the border who suffer attack always from the neighboring states?
Definitely, yes, that is a good question to ask. You know, there are so many ways of solving any problem, so long we have a good spirit to address any issue that arise and that affect the life of the common citizen. We are one government, and we have a collective responsibility to maintain law and order and guarantee the security for all the citizens, regardless of where they are. Yes, as you mentioned, the Northern Corridor resolutions are not implemented, yes, and that is why we say there is a need for all the partners in the Northern Corridor Conference to come back and review the resolutions as to why they are not implemented in letter and spirit, and then they must also see a way on how they must implement those resolutions. Meanwhile, as the state government in turn, yes, we are deploying forces along the common borders that are the cross hotspot, the cross hotspot for the organized criminals who attack vulnerable civilian and communities, pastoral communities, who migrate to look for water and pastures. So this is a duty of the government of Tony State to protect them by any means and at all costs. So we are deploying security organs, and yes, whoever is encountered to be crossing over to attack must be dealt with in full force.
Last year, there was an initiative launched in Tony State to provide clean drinking water for the citizens. Can you update us on this water project? How far has it gone?
Yes, that is true. Yes, the tank has been installed in the center of Tony Town, and distribution of pipeline is ongoing, and that once all these distribution of pipelines is completed to all various estates of residents in Tony Town and outset, then the pipe or the tank would be launched officially by the government, so that all households or people residing in Tony Town should receive clean drinking water at their respective residents. So the process is still ongoing, and the tank has been already installed, and only that the connections of the pipeline is being done, and when it is completed, it would be launched for all the households that are residing in Tony Town.
When do we expect the launch to take place?
This is what I cannot tell. There is no exact time frame, but it's possibly within early this year. Before June, it might be completed.